Yet she kept it a secret from everyone, including her very best friend, her mom. Whitney couldn't bring herself to tell her mom. Her mom saw Whitney as her pure, sweet daughter. This would completely tarnish how her mom saw her. So Whitney kept it all inside. 2 years into the relationship, she and Keith were preparing to graduate from high school. Whitney had to make the tough decision about where to go to college. She'd been raised to be her own person and make her own decisions, but she really loved Keith. It took her 3 agonizing months, but in the end, she made the difficult decision of going to school in another state, hours away from him. That fall, Whitney decided to come home from college on the weekend of her high school's homecoming. She'd been feeling really sick, so she went to the family doctor while she was home. "It never dawned on me that I could be pregnant, so when the doctor told me I was stunned." Whitney had no idea how to deal with the news. Immediately, she thought about the acne medication she'd been taking. It said on the packaging that you shouldn't take it while pregnant because it could cause serious birth defects. Suddenly, she had horrible thoughts running through her mind. She went home from the doctor and called Keith. He came down from school, which was only a few hours away, and they talked. They didn't know what to do. She's not sure how or when they decided, but she and Keith decided she'd have an abortion. In her mind, Whitney explained it away because of her medication. She told herself it was an act of mercy, that the child would likely have been born deformed and would have had to suffer through life. Once she was back at school, Keith wired her the money, which he'd borrowed from a friend, and Whitney took the hour-long drive to the clinic by herself. It was a drive she would always remember. After the abortion, things got so bad for Whitney that she decided to transfer schools mid-semester, hoping another school would give her a fresh start and help make things better. But by February, she was so lonely that Keith decided to come out to see her. Whitney was feeling so empty and in need of love, which she still equated with sex. So they had sex, which made her feel loved for the moment. That weekend, Whitney got pregnant again. "I still don't know how someone can make the same wretched mistake twice, but I was in such a downward spiral that I just kept going until I hit bottom." Apparently, she hadn't gotten there yet. She called Keith after she found out she was pregnant, and again he wired her money. This time, she had a friend at school she trusted enough to talk about it with. Her friend went with her to a parenthood clinic where the people there were supposed to help her consider her options. Sadly, the option of abortion was presented as if it were a simple procedure without any physical or emotional consequences. "No one ever discussed with me that I was likely to experience feelings of deep remorse, guilt, depression, and despair."